public inquiry into the assassination of an investigative journalist in Malta has found the state there responsible for her death. Daphne Caruana Galizia died in a car bomb attack near her home in October 2017. An investigation led to the resignation of then Prime Minister Joseph Muscat after his close associates were implicated. Now, a public inquiry has found that the state had failed to recognise risks to the reporter's life and take reasonable steps to avoid them. For more, let's talk with Diana Cacciolo. She's news editor at Times of Malta. Diana, thanks for taking our call today.
Good morning, Gavin.
Can you remind us of the background to this case? What happened to Daphne Caruana Galizia?
So Daphne Caruana Galizia was a very well-known journalist in Malta. She ran a popular blog called Running Commentary, and it was this unusual mix between biting political gossip and very hard-hitting serious investigative journalism. She investigated mainly government corruption and links between big business and government. And she was so well informed that at one stage she was dubbed a one-woman WikiLeaks. So she had a real kind of immense knowledge and investigative stories that really sort of hit home to the government. And it was a real thorn in the side at a time when there was very little opposition and a very kind of splintered opposition in the country. Back in 2017, she was leaving her house and a car bomb was detonated, which killed her and unfortunately was witnessed by her son at the time. From the offset, the family had said that the state was responsible for allowing a situation to exist that she could be killed. And yesterday, a public inquiry into the state's whether the state had any responsibility found that it should in fact shoulder responsibility for the murder. It didn't find that there were any proof that anyone in government was actually involved in carrying out the assassination or ordering it, but what it did find was this sort of level of impunity that reached the stage that there was a complete breakdown in rule of law, that there was no protection for Daphne, and that ultimately her assassins could feel that they could kill her and expect little or no repercussions.
And where have these findings, this story, left people, left politics in Malta now?
Well, a lot of the findings have sort of, there's a bit of a sort of the sting of the findings have been taken out in a way because of the fact that a lot of there have been a lot of changes since then. So at the time, the Prime Minister, as you mentioned earlier on, the Prime Minister at the time has since has had to step down because of this murder and the repercussions of it. The people at the heart of government have also stepped down. The police commissioner at the time has stepped down. So there has been a lot of reform. There is a new prime minister, but he is of the same political party. And last night he reacted by apologising to the family, accepting the findings. When you ask about the state of politics, we ran a poll recently and found that despite all of this, according to the results of our poll, if there was an election in the morning, the Labour Party would still win. So there's still support for the Labour Party.
Diana Cacciolo, news editor of the Times of Malta, thank you for speaking to us.